Why do we have to come up with the title first?
Why did you start it? I said we have to come up with the title first.
It's not on yet.
But it is on.
Let's come up with the title. It's not on.
Okay, what do you want to call it?
I don't know, but you don't come up with a name and then...
I'm mad that we didn't call our name about philanthropy.
Philanthropist. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
How are you?
I'm befuddled. How are you?
I'm good. A little verklempt.
Why?
Because of that last episode.
What about the last episode?
That honestly touched my heart.
Wow.
I haven't heard somebody use those types of words in reference to me for free in ever. Yeah.
If you had a heart, it would have touched it.
I know. But I honestly thank you from the bottom of my heart. That was
thank you.
That was very touching in it. It was beautiful. But welcome to Sleepless in Seattle.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. And we have a special guest who was asked not to talk.
Our local kid beverage mixologist, Sophia.
Yeah. Yes. And she just mixed. What did she mix together?
I don't know. Sophia, tell us about it. What did you mix together?
What did you mix together, Sophia?
I mixed coffee and sparkling water.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
Yes. And it was what flavored? Kiwi and strawberry? Oh, boy, that just sounds amazing.
Yeah, and by the way, she is also in our latest Tickety Talk.
She is?
Yes.
Oh, right on.
Yes.
Oh, the daddy one.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, no, let's not call it the daddy one.
The I love you daddy one.
I love, yes.
Yeah, still, is that okay?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, the one with her and her father, let's say that.
Yeah. Yes. I was talking to German Filipino yesterday, and Sophia has a birthday party coming up.
Oh.
And she wanted to have a sleepover.
Uh-huh.
And it's so awkward being the only man in the house,
right,
with those children. The stories that could potentially come from that.
Yeah, I did that growing with I had daughters.
Right.
And it's so my whole life growing up, you just try. But
right.
you have to be very careful.
But in today's society,
mm-hmm.
As a male, being alone with children opens you up to such a world of liabilities. I mean, honestly, that's the grossest thing in the world you could ever think
of. Well, yes, but it's true.
When I was teaching school,
mm-hmm.
I had to carry an insurance policy on myself should I be accused
of
something.
Kidding.
All the teachers in our district had to have
this
same policy. And that's what society has become.
Right.
Yeah.
But instances have made society become that.
Correct.
Sick individuals.
Correct.
Same as the gun control stuff, same as all that. It's individuals who are messed up.
Have penalized
the rest
the
of
entire
911. Look at what we have to do for security now, for our airport.
Oh, yeah, TSA.
Because of some extremely fucked up individuals.
Right.
Now we have to go, it changed our whole life.
So you and I have been flying for, 30, 40 years, 50 years, whatever the case is, and never had an incident.
No, no.
And then all of a sudden, because of September 11th, which was, horrifying incident,
right,
we're all penalized.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's society's reaction to these types of events.
But it's penalized for our safety.
Right.
These safety regulations are in place everywhere else.
Uh-huh.
So, but because of the way we live and our freedom and all those things, it wasn't as stringent, but they backed us in a corner. We have no choice.
Yeah.
And
well, I think
it sucks.
All of society has changed like that. Because
yes.
We come from the 70s and 80s, right?
Yes.
And I have one story to share about the police department, and I think this was the late 80s or something like that.
Uh-huh.
My dishwasher came over
mm-hmm.
One night, and we drank excessively.
Uh-huh.
Right. This is back in the days of drink and laughter.
Oh yeah, and you know how those dishwashers are.
Oh yeah. 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 Anyway, he's extremely intoxicated. He leaves.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 minutes later, the police department calls
mm-hmm.
and says, "Hey, we've pulled him over. He's extremely intoxicated. Would you mind coming to pick him up?"
Oh my God. Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I brushed my teeth, took my lifesavers,
uh-huh. right.
put the Visine in, drove down to Shea Boulevard. Where they had pulled him over,
uh-huh.
put him in my car, and brought him back, and we finished drinking.
Wow. What did they do with his car?
We went and we picked it up the next day.
Really?
Yeah, but that. Wow. But in today's society, if something like that was to happen, there would be 12 squad cars there.
Well, yeah, and you're penalized for the rest of your life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And which is DUI. You don't want anybody drinking.
No, you should be penalized heavily.
Right.
I just don't know that people make mistakes.
Uh huh.
And I just don't know about the rest of you. All of these marks on you are so huge.
Yeah.
For us, I don't know, but I understand.
But let me ask you.
And when all these people are killed because of it.
Yeah. Innocent people that died because of it.
Yeah. But they didn't quit selling booze.
Right. No, that's amazing because of all the lobbyists in the industry.
Yeah. So gun control.
Uh-huh.
So some whack job.
You're bringing up an old subject.
Well, I know, but there's a correlation between.
There hasn't been a mass shooting since day before yesterday. I don't know why we need to keep rehashing this. You know?
But there's a correlation.
Yeah.
So drunk driving. If they took away all the booze,
there wouldn't be drunk driving.
There would be no drunk driving, right?
Right.
Because nobody would make their own or bootleg it, or history's proven that.
Mm-hmm.
So same with gun control. It's right. You're going to pull away the good people's guns so the bad people can have them.
Right.
I think it's the same premise. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'll let that go now because we've already talked that to death.
Well, no, but if we took away the guns, this wouldn't be happening.
But sure it would.
You think so?
Absolutely.
What would they use? Slingshots?
No, they would find a gun.
Well, Mexico did. Yeah, look at Mexico.
Criminal people find what they need.
Look at all the narcos in Mexico because guns are illegal in Mexico.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
They're
everywhere.
But they're everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Every narco has one.
And be the same thing here. Every criminal would have one. So nobody would just, law-abiding citizens couldn't protect themselves.
So let me ask you another question. Since the 1950s, right?
Uh-huh.
These types of activities have increased greatly.
Yes.
So has mental illness.
Yes.
Has mental illness always been there in these great numbers prior to 1950?
Yep.
Or is it just becoming recognized now?
It's just being recognized now. It's being almost coddled now.
But don't you think there's some influencing factors that have greatly increased?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think awareness of other issues has increased it. Like abuse.
Right.
So it's all come to light.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if somebody says, hey, you're depressed, and keeps telling you you should be depressed, you're going to be depressed.
Right.
But if a major incident happens to you and you keep going, sometimes you can move past that.
Correct.
Or do like proper adults and bury it for the rest of your life deep inside you and let it just cause
fester.
You...
Fester.
Yeah. Yeah. Health
problems. Pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but no, I think all this has just come to light because it didn't used to be such a victim society.
Yeah, but don't you think that we as a society are doing things to influence this, like the suicide, the mental illness? For example, excessive amounts of video games, right? Video games where we teach our children from a young age to ride around and slaughter other people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not a good thing. Our diets, since the 1950s, the government has been supplementing white granulated sugar and corn syrup in every friggin' food.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's been proven to cause mental illness. Right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No kidding?
It whacks your brain out. Yeah.
Wow.
Those people with ADHD, those people with bipolarism, those people with depression, white granulated sugar heavily affects those and influences those things to happen.
When was bipolarism recognized?
Not till about 98, 99, when the medicines came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because
there was no reason to have it before. So when I was drinking heavily back years ago, 10, 12 years ago now, I went to go see a psychiatrist because they thought I had bipolarism.
Okay.
Of course you do when you're drunk all the time.
Sure.
Yeah. And every time I would walk in to see the psychiatrist, the first thing he would do is pull out his prescription pad.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
And prescribe.
Wow. I listened to one of those where we did that on. Oh, we're on.
You did that?
So one where you got a call and we had to stop it.
Uh-huh.
And so we just continued. It came out like shit.
So we're not going to do that this time?
Right.
Well, let's just play it off.
Yeah, because this is going to come out like shit, too. I think that was a clue for us to turn into happier things, to talk about better things.
So you don't want to talk about mental illness
anymore? We were on our way down a big, long tube.
We were going in the rabbit hole,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. In the Navy, we used to call that dropping the soap.
You know what we still call it?
What?
Dropping the soap.
Or bending over, baby. That was never good.
What else can we talk about? Tell me something good.
Tell you something good?
Tell me something good.
I'm learning to embrace change.
Are you really?
Yeah. Because as you know, my life is going through a lot of change
right.
this year with German-Filipino and jobs and all
jobs,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Plantar fasciitis, all that stuff.
Yeah. Shingles, all that kind of good stuff. A few other diseases along the way.
Body odor, yeah.
But haven't you ever been through periods of change in your life where it's a struggle?
It can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like too much on your plate.
Uh-huh.
But you start knocking things off piece by piece.
Well, first, I don't know about you. Kind of my pattern is I freeze.
Yes.
Then I start knocking things off. But I do have a period where I just freeze.
Uh-huh.
And I'm scared to do anything. Because things are happening and I don't want them to. So if I just stay still, they're all going to go away.
Yeah.
But they don't.
I have a tendency as well to isolate and become frozen in those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, the coffee maker. Yeah, the coffee maker is making sound.
It's cleaning sound.
It's cleaning sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I have to do?
No.
Yes.
We're only 2 minutes into the episode.
I know. People are getting bored.
At 2 minutes?
Well, what about all the other people out there that have to urinate?
They don't have to urinate.
Yes, they do.
Maybe Sophia has to urinate after her concoction.
Raise your hand if you have to pee. Look. Look.
Nobody. Sophia, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anybody in this phone raising their hand?
No.
For second, do you see anybody in this phone?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
thank you for clarifying.
It's because she's only 9 and she has lack of imagination. Her brain
really?
Isn't
you
fully
think it's
developed.
An imagination
yes.
issue?
Honestly, do you see anybody in the phone?
No.
Look at it. Look at it closely. Look. If you look
now,
hey,
I see you in the phone.
There you go.
So you're talking to yourself again.
That's okay.
Hello.
We'll be right back, everybody. So wait, it's on.
Do you like cookies?
Cookies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite cookie?
No, I ask you a question. You have to answer me first.
Like, as in a lady's cookie?
Answer my question.
Well, you gotta...
Do you like cookies? No.
Quantify the cookie.
Do you like cookies? Answer the question.
I love cookie.
No, not cookie. Singular. Plural.
Plural.
The food.
Cookie. Yes, I have one at least once a day.
Do you really?
Yeah. How many times a week do you have cookie?
Not nookie. Cookie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do eat cookies.
Uh-huh.
Frequently.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
What about you?
That's none of your business.
No, the answer
it's
the
none part. Of your business.
You're dodging the bullet.
No, I'm not. I'm not answering your question.
You're starting to remind me of Donald Trump in a 2020 interview with Barbara
Walters.
Really?
Yeah. Barbara Wawa?
Barbara Wawa.
Wow.
Yeah. He would not answer the question.
I don't remember that.
Or who was this? Barack Obama. He was the king at dodging. But wait, do you like cookies?
He was slick.
What's your favorite cookie?
I don't know. Peanut butter, I think.
Peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
What about your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Peanut butter.
No. Yeah. Don't they have samosas? Thin mints?
I don't like those. I don't like chocolate that much.
Oh, okay. Sophia, do you like chocolate?
I love chocolate.
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Chocolate.
Oh, see, there's that lack of imagination again. You know, she's not bringing it forth.
So what's your favorite cookie?
My favorite cookie?
Uh-huh.
I vary.
Oh, God, this is going to be some fucking lavender, sage bullshit.
No. I'm a purist when it comes to cookie. There's a few things you should not mess with when it comes to food.
Tell me. Give me a list.
Okay. Number one would be your lasagna. Your lasagna is pure. It's got tomato, mozzarella, fresh basil, and the noodles, right? And sometimes Italian sausage.
Always Italian sausage.
That is pure.
And cheese.
And cheese.
Three kinds.
Three kinds. But
and bechamel.
No, stop. Stop. Stop.
I'm just telling you what's in my lasagna.
People will take that dish and they'll manipulate it to incorporate grilled vegetables, roasted mushrooms, right. And it just screws up. No place in it.
Yeah.
No place. Cookies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the chocolate chip.
Uh-huh. Okay?
You have the oatmeal, the peanut butter, and the macadamia white chocolate.
Oh, those are bomb.
Those are the bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you should stop there.
Kids don't say the bomb anymore.
What do they say?
They're just, they're bomb. So,
Sophia.
Oh yeah, those are bomb.
Sophia, is it bomb or is it the bomb?
Bomb.
Thank you. I'm in touch with the youth of today.
Apparently I'm not because...
No, we know that.
I still prefer to utilize the English language to the utmost of its capacity.
Okay, well then let's talk about that.
Okay.
So you're saying that there is only one bomb...
Correct.
Because these cookies are
the bomb.
You really think that's proper English?
Like Hiroshima, the bomb.
Hiroshima.
I don't want to go. I'm not getting into controversial subjects. Yeah.
So what other foods should be pure?
What other foods should be pure? There's quite a few. Meatloaf would be one of them.
Mm.
Okay.
Did I tell you about that one I had?
No.
It's this chef who we won't bring up his name, Eddie Matney in
Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah. It's he puts a
he's
literally
short, by the way.
He is.
Yeah.
He puts a pound of basil, fresh basil.
That's disgusting.
And it bakes in there for an hour.
Uh-huh.
And it's repulsive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not see, what happens is as a culinarian myself, part of our job is to take an idea and reimagine it. Right? Okay. Interpretated. Right?
There's no such... We've already talked about this. There's no word interpretated.
Yeah, there is. I just used it.
Interpreted.
Sophie, is the word interpretated true?
What's that mean?
There you go. That explains. That says everything.
It's the bomb. Okay. So, Eddie Matney, but we won't talk about him other things.
Yeah.
Okay, because we don't want to say anything bad about other culinarians.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, he took that too far.
He did, but he has had the coolest restaurant called Matney's. Have you been there?
No.
It's Matney's House is the name of it.
Okay.
And you walk in, he has it set up exactly like his home.
Really?
And he duplicated the pictures. He bought the same furniture.
Uh-huh.
And you go in and you sit. But there's a separate dining room where you go eat. But when you come in, have cocktails or stuff, you're sitting in Eddie Matney's house. It's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, that's a cool concept. Yeah.
But he makes this one thing. And it's a ball of mashed... No, it's a steak. A filet mignon.
With mashed potatoes.
Yeah, this big round ball.
Uh-huh.
And then coats it in breadcrumbs and fries it.
Right.
That's kind of nasty.
He's been doing that since the 1990s.
Yeah, that's when I had it. Since the 1990s.
Yeah. I actually copied from him candied pecans.
No shit.
Yeah. I mean, this is probably 1991, 1992, because that was like a hip thing back then.
I was in grade school. I wouldn't know.
Okay. Don't lie. Okay. So tell me another food that should not be interpreted.
I don't understand the word interpreted.
Sophia, explain to him what interpreted means.
I don't know.
Okay. So I've got two people I'm dealing with here with special needs. Okay. Go ahead. What's a... another one would be mashed potatoes.
Yes. Leave those alone. And macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
Enough with the fucking lobster mac.
What was the restaurant at Scottsdale and Camelback Road? Was it the Roaring Fork?
Yes.
Yes. And they did all sorts of different mac and cheeses there.
Just leave it alone. It's just perfect the way it is.
Yeah. Just killed it.
Lobster mac, all the chili mac, all this. It's just mac and cheese, okay?
Okay. Yeah. And another thing they shouldn't mess up. Is the hamburger.
Disagree.
Why?
Because sometimes you put some stuff on, like the California burger with the bacon and the avocado. It's delicious.
Okay.
That's okay.
So I've been with other chefs before where they put truffle oil into the meat.
No.
They put cheese in the center of the burger.
I like that.
You like that?
The Juicy Lucy, it's called.
No.
It's from Minnesota.
Yeah. So
they started that.
So when you bite into something, it's got some white cream dripping out of the center of it.
Oh, there's nothing better.
That's not good.
It is good.
Well, you take your cookies to yourself, and I'll keep my cookies to myself.
I don't think you should do like turkey burgers and chicken burgers and veggie burgers.
They're not at that point. They're not burgers at that point.
No, it's a patty.
It's a patty.
Yeah, chicken patty.
And where does the name Patty come from?
It was a lady who invented the hamburger.
No.
Her name was Patricia Hams.
No.
Uh-huh. It was.
No.
Yes. 1879.
In Hamburg, Germany.
No. No, she lived in the Berg. There was a neighborhood. I'm concerned about something.
Hello?
I'm concerned about something.
What?
Your listening pleasure.
My listening pleasure?
Yes.
Okay.
You need better audio in your home.
What?
You need better audio equipment in your home.
In my home?
Yes, it's poor.
What are you talking about?
It's poor. Your listening is poor. Your speakers.
What are you
everything is poor.
What the hell does this have to do with
anything?
I want
you to fix it.
What are you talking about?
I think you need a quality adult sound system.
Okay. Number one, my CD player is fine.
Calm down.
My CD player is fine.
Settle down.
And just because you don't like cassettes, my boombox, I think is great.
Okay, Albert, let's talk about this.
Albert?
Albert, that's an old guy's name.
Okay.
You need quality audio. It's important. It's part of your well-being.
But you shouldn't
this
go...
This is part... We're doing a Warren wellness program.
No, we cannot go into other people's houses and complain about their audio systems.
We're not going into other people's houses. We're going into yours.
Sophia, help me here. Sophia.
Wouldn't you be able to, like, listen to surround sound and to hear, like, quality sound when you're listening to music, when you're watching a show, a movie show, preferably Disney? Wouldn't you rather have it sound nice?
I have an honest question. Okay, listen. What is the difference between 8-track, CD, and cassette? Okay.
There we go. Yes. So, let's get you out of 1974 audio and move you in at least into the 20th century.
I have a boom 21st box, century. Okay? I don't know how much more advanced things are.
We're going to get you like a Sonos...
Sonos?
Yes.
I'm not having a baby. I'm not getting a sonogram.
No, Sonos audio.
Sonos?
This isn't a plug for Sonos. I just think you need this.
What is Sonos?
It's an audio system.
What is Sonos?
It's a Bluetooth audio system.
I just had my teeth bleached.
Oh. It's a cool system. So when you set it up,
uh-huh.
You actually have to take your phone and you go around the room. Going like you scan the room from top to bottom.
Right.
And it measures what the perfect audio would be for that room. And the speakers provide that for you.
No.
Asking you
a question. I am not sharing with one of those applications the dimensions of my room because then somebody can break in and steal everything. This is why people steal credit card information.
God, you're such an old man.
What?
Oh my God.
I am not exposing myself and my children to the world of crime.
Oh, Warren.
Sophia.
I gotta go. I can't take this.
No, this is good. This is good. Sophia, how is the audio in our house? Sophia?
It's not bad.
Poor, isn't it? It's poor.
No.
I gotta go. Sleepless in Seattle.
Big hand.